I'm making a motion to accept the minutes.
Do a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Can you vote? Yes?
Nope.
Okay. Let's look at the resolution. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an amendment to the service agreement with the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency.
I'll move it.
Move.
Second.
Second. Any discussion?
Okay. Question. I'm not on the committee, but any amendment to the solid waste management contract has to be approved by the RRA board. And I don't see a resolution from the RRA board that they actually passed a resolution to say that we're going to amend the contract.
I don't know, or are they waiting for us to do it first?
Yeah.
They support it.
We have to do it. I thought we had to do it first, and then they would either agree to it or not agree to it. We don't work for them. So
I understand that.
The board supports this. It actually is their resolution. Mm-hmm. They've asked us to, they forward this to us and ask us to support it.
I
hate speaking for them.
I'm looking on the minutes of the RRA, and I know last month they didn't mention it, so I just wondered where the conversation came from.
I think what the concern is, there's talk of possibly siting a landfill, or there's things that could be big expenditures, millions and millions of dollars. And we appoint the board, the board of directors, three of them could go on this wild spending spree and put the RRA in tremendous amount of debt. And once they're on the board, they have three-year appointments, and there's nothing we could do until, it could be too late until their terms. So what this does, it requires them, if any expenditure over $500,000, needs legislative approval. Now, Legislator Wisnick and Fabiano were saying, which if I kind of agree with them, there may be some hot button issues that we just need to give them the state to do. But at the end of the day, we're responsible for our appointees, and I think it's a good resolution that we have final say over what can else we need. Because at the end of the day,
we
back the full faith of those funds. When that agency was created, we back their funds. They can't pay. We pay.
Well, so I think that B had mentioned in the Ways and Means Committee last week that she wanted language in here that said that the county is not guaranteeing the full faith and body, whatever.
They can't. It's the state legislation.
Well, here's what I understand, okay? To me, I think this is a good idea because it's an accounting. That's all it is. Because if the legislature decides that they will not allow them to bond $500,000, then they'll take money out of their operating budget to pay for whatever they need to, and then we'll get the bill and the net service.
No, they can bond without us.
They can bond without us.
But right now, they can bond without us.
No, this resolution, all it does is an accounting, because we're going to bond, okay. If we don't approve it, they're going to take it out of their operating budget, because in this agreement, that's not in here, the solid waste agreement, basically states that the RRA has to have 25% of its operating budget in contingency. Okay, so 25% of whatever, $16 million, whatever their budget is, they've got the money to buy stuff.
But they've never had 25%.
Well, even as always, legally they're supposed to. Yeah, legally they're supposed to. That was the bond issue.
We're supposed to have a certain right.
So it's still going to come around. If the legislature, we have a rogue legislature, let's say, that they're anti-RRA, and they're not going to let them bond anything over $500,000. It's going to come back to us because they're going to bond, they're going to use their operating expenses and then charge us back on the net service fee.
But just remember one thing, Carl. Ultimately, we're responsible for this.
No, I understand.
Carl, we don't pay that service fee anymore. What's going to happen is the trash rates are going to go through the roof, even more than they've already gone because of smoke. So they're going to go up even more now.
I understand that, but how hard they can play.
Okay. I just have one question. The legality of the resolution, since the state has deemed the RRA autonomous. Now, aren't you changing what the state
that you're changing it. I think what you're doing is you might be adding something to it, but you're not making it different. You're making it more strict.
There's a copy of the changes of the contract, though. So this is a contract that has been amended 5 times since the, I think, the agency changed.
Yeah, but I mean, most of the things we did in the contract were went along with, you know, what our power was.
But
they're taking on more than
the other ones.
On the RRA resolution, how did, it's like the state deemed the RRA to be autonomous. So doesn't this resolution kind of take away some of that if they can't bond if they feel they want it without legislative approval? We've always told it's autonomous, and we can't tell them. They don't have to come to us to borrow or ask permission to do anything. They do. They report to a committee, but they don't need the approval of the legislature. Yeah, but here you're saying that they need to come to the legislature.
I just want to make a statement of be careful what you wish for because you might just get it. And I'll give you an example. When I was the chairman of the Environmental Technology Committee, and I asked the chairman of the RRA, I said that he was late in getting his budget. The budget was supposed to be done by like August 15th or something, and he didn't have the budget. And he made a big stink about the fact that we'd never asked him for the budget on time before. Why didn't he, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then he asked me, well, basically what he did was he threatened me with using the contract. If I want to go by the letter of the law in the contract, what he was going to do was add a net service fee, which was equal to 25% of their operating budget, because they have the power to do that. And if they only have 5% in their operating budget, we have to come up with it. That's all I want you to be aware of. Tread lightly with that.
It
created a big agency that's semi-autonomous.
I would rather myself. If they want to challenge it, fine. But I'm not going to worry about that right now. Because I would rather make sure that I try to protect the taxpayers than worry about whether or not they're going to challenge it, especially if they're in favor.
I understand, but this doesn't protect anybody.
No, but if you're forecasted it, and onboard tested it, at least there's a...
It's an accounting. That's what it is. They don't know every time they go to bonds for over $500,000. I mean, you probably would know anyway.
Well, we'd have to put it.
Yeah, but that has to be approved.
Well, all right, so it has to be approved. There's the scale.
Right. Well, would you rather not have that and then let them do what they want to do and say, oh, well, now...
That's how they were created.
Well, did they work to some degree? I agree with you on that. You just got the autonomy. Or, fact of the matter, there's got to be checks and balances as well.
Because when they were created, the legislators did not want this. But at that time, we were supposed to...
Well, at that time they were closing down a lot of landfills, and they were Now we're looking at even the possibility of
reopening.
Well, that was...
I understand, the future of the expenses might be horrible. Although, I guess we did in the contract help them get on anyone at $49 million.
Listen, for the sake of getting done, we've got to take a vote on this. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Passed. Motion to adjourn.
On the new business, at the last RRA meeting, the executive's office was there with Ken Cornell was there, and they asked about some kind of a program with putting solar panels on
Solar City. If you refer to Solar City out at the other
on the town of Ulster on
Landfill, right?
I would just like to see. There's no board members here, but I did mention it to Leon. I saw him in Stonebridge when we were talking, and I mentioned it. I think we appoint the board members. Executive office does not really want a lot to do with the RRA. I know the board chairman had called Mike's office to meet with him. about the Hughes to meet with the chairman of the RRA. So my thing is, I think we should direct the board that if the executive or any other branch comes to them, just to have a picture of me. If the assistant and we oversee the RRA, what's going on. They're going there with their own projects. Come to the committee meetings, the RRA can start committee meetings, and present the ideas and to go through the committee.
I think, if I might go, that was the tour of the town of Ulster, that they have to get permission to put those solar panels up.
Well, why would the executive office be there asking for the town of Ulster?
Because the town of Ulster owns
property to do it.
The
town of Ulster
owns the county. Couldn't that have gone through our committee or been discussed through our committee?
No, town board.
I can't go to the city of Houston. The city owns property.
They can go to the board, but we can't go to the board.
What?
The county executive can go to the board.
What board?
The RRA board. The county executive went to the RRA board.
Well, maybe just to let them know what they were doing. We didn't have anything to do with it.
But people to see them, and we put the board members on there, shouldn't it kind of come through us or work with us?
Well, the board members should have at least come.
But I don't think, what does the RRA got to do with the closed landfill?
They don't have anything.
Well, no. If you read the article in the paper, we actually took control of it for 20 years, right? I believe there was something in the paper. We took control of it for 20 or 25 years, and then if anything needs to be done with it, it reverts back to the town of Ulster. All I'm saying is that if some agency in the county wants something done, goes to the RRA board, the environmental committee should know about it and oversees it. That's all I'm saying. Come to the environmental committee. We shouldn't be reading in the paper. We oversee the board. We shouldn't be reading in the paper when other departments
don't
have. You should read the RRA board.
I don't
want to know.
I haven't heard from anybody. I told them.
My suggestion is to tell the board, if the executive wants to come, just say respectfully, we're overseen by the legislature. Go to the committee meeting and work with the legislature and the board be steady. That's all I'm saying. But we'll talk about it next month. We're
going
to hear. Okay.
We got a good going. All right, so motion to adjourn. Got it, Richard?
Yeah,
Bronx,
okay.
Toros,
everyone. Yes, I understand. I have the authority.